So one of the other connections to charitability is scientific research. Do these accelerators have to be conducting scientific research, or how does that become charitable?
So so some of the rulings will talk about an incubator being promoting research. So in the university context, it's actually not incredibly easy to make this argument because scientific research in the public interest, which is up on the slide, requires you to do scientific research. And that, the IRS has said, requires professional skill, and it has to be used to develop a project that's going to solve a problem. And that problem needs to be solved through a demonstrable search for the truth, you know, using the scientific method. So, you know, an incubator is not always going to do that. An incubator, you know, may just be helping businesses and giving them guidance on business plans. But,
so businesses don't equate with truth? Is that what you're saying?
Right. There was a GCM that talked about how a particular incubator furthered economic development purposes, but it didn't actually further scientific purposes for those reasons. They weren't trying to discover a truth. But if you had a demonstration project and you were trying to prove a particular theory about the way you run certain businesses, or maybe it's a particular truth about particular types of businesses, you could imagine that scientific purposes might be met in that case.
Right.
I've just not seen it in any private letter rulings except sort of as a throwaway in the university context, mm-hmm. and the one case where they did not find it further scientific research.
So that means that an incubator, an accelerator, becomes the object of the research.
Yes.
To be able to study whether you have a particular hypothesis and a way to test it. You do test it, you get results, you evaluate it. Do particular interventions, maybe particular interventions in a particular community, work better or worse than others? Are incubators or particular approach to incubator or accelerator more effective for a clean energy industry? So there could be some industry, perhaps, research around particular interventions. But it's using the accelerator, the incubator, as the research tool as opposed to the business tool.
And I think you'd want your incubated businesses to buy into that proposition by opening themselves up to your research by, you know, having a written agreement that they would be your subjects of study, and they would share data with you in order to make that case.
Okay. So the last panel also talked about, private benefit in the context of the social impact bonds and PRIs. But private benefit can be a concern here. Private benefit is a concern with any charitable organization's intervention into or interactions with the economy, the marketplace. What are some of the approaches to private benefit around these types of activities with incubators and accelerators?
It's very similar to any other case where you have business involved. So you're working with businesses. You obviously have private benefit at that level. And you might also, I'm going to talk a little bit about this, be setting up a fund where you're actually investing in these businesses. And you may have for-profit funders along with you investing. So you might have private benefit concerns both at the seed company level and at, you know, the investor level. And so whether you provide a private benefit is a facts and circumstances test. And so the stronger your argument for charitability of your incubator program, the less you need to worry about some of the benefits that you give to the seed companies, because they are the instruments by which you achieve your charitable purpose. So in the university context, where the students are coming up with ideas, it's part of a business school you know, curriculum, I don't think you worry much about the private benefit to students. That's, you know, it's part of the curriculum. But as you get further away from that and you're going, you know, maybe you're in the economic development zone or the scientific research zone, do you need to charge your incubated companies a fee? Do you need to take equity at some point? I think it's, you know, it's always on a continuum and you have to sort of make your case and feel out what your case is if you don't actually get some sort of value in return or if you do.
But less private benefit perhaps is less of a concern for a university. But if, like you said, it's a university running an accelerator for community relations purposes, there is private benefit that the companies that are participating, entrepreneurs that are participating, there's some private benefit that they get you have to worry about. If it's a for-profit accelerator incubator, you have to worry about the private benefit that they're getting possibly as well, whether it's fees, whether it's equity or you know, whatever.
Definitely.
It might be.